Spices have played such an important role in world history, right from the conquerors, the empires which have fallen, the treaties which have been signed, treaties which are being flouted, explorers seeking new lands and trade routes, all for the best quality spice. I was born and raised in India, and you know, India has an abundance of spice. The colonization in India was primarily for the spice. How do you think that has changed our world history?
The world history aside, I'd say that global cuisines are completely changed by the fact that the British, the Dutch, the Portuguese all came to India looking for spices and went home. You know, with ships, highly profitable ships packed with spices. Something I was reading about was that at the height of the pepper trade, British and Dutch ships were making more than 300 times profit on their pepper trade because spices were actually the first luxury product. So more than the taste they gave food, they were a status symbol and an indicator of class. So I actually compare spices to what a Louis Vuitton handbag would be today. In terms of flavor, the movement of spices across the world has shaped how we eat today. The French cuisine, the Italian cuisine, even the Filipino cuisine.
Talking about how the spices influence the cuisines, Indian food can be broadly divided into North and South Indian food. Are the spices available in the North distinct from what is available in the South or used in the South?
Yeah, you know, what's so interesting is that the spices that are used in the North are not necessarily grown in the North. And the spices that are used in the South actually tend to be grown in the South because the South is the spice growing region of the country. Spices that are grown in the North are much fewer. A majority of the spices that we know, cardamom, pepper, ginger, those can be grown in the North, but they grew abundantly and easily in the South. So the North, as often the more powerful dynasties, were also importers and bringing the spices from faraway lands. And it's important to have that understanding of India. We were so vast and diverse, and there were so many kingdoms and empires and nations within India. Spices before colonization were also exported and imported within what we now know as India. So there's always been a movement of these spices. And what people enjoy is, I think, to some degree, based on Ayurveda. North Indian food tends to utilize a lot more of the warming spices, of the cinnamon, of the black cardamom that forms garam masala and anything that's to do with having harsher winters and wanting something to heat your body up. Whereas South Indian cuisine, and I'm making huge generalizations here, is more based on mustard, curry leaves, coconut and less of the heaty spices.
I am from the South and there are very few spices which are native to South Indian food and South India. And how much do you think these invaders who came from the North, do you think the cuisine and the spices they brought over influenced the cuisine in Northern India?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so much of Northern Indian cuisine is similar to Persian cuisine. There are huge influences there. And you know that Persia's use of saffron, Persia's use of cardamom to a large degree tremendously influenced what we now know as Indian sweets, which are still cardamom heavy. Those are Iranian, Persian influences at work. And also, I suppose the Middle East had a significant influence.
One common belief that hot peppers actually are from India is a misconception. You probably know that.
Yeah, right. They were brought by the Portuguese in the 1600s and have become so deeply normalized within Indian culture. To realize that hot pepper was actually a 16th century entrant is a fun fact, though it's debated whether it was the 14th or the 16th century. I think it's important to have a conversation about the fact that food has migrated and moved around for thousands of years, and limiting the conversation of food to just local is actually limiting. It's actually doing a disservice to the history of your food.